Welcome to the August Council meeting, everyone. Just to remind you that the meeting is being recorded, so I encourage all participants to ensure your contributions are respectful, professional and consistent with standards expected of council meetings. Attendance as listed in the agenda. Employees as listed. Apologies from Councillor Wes Asprey, Deputy Shire President, and Erica Clement, Deputy Chief Executive Officer. Dot point three, public question time. We don't have any public present, so there are no questions. Apologies and leave of absence. Are there any apologies apart from those noted? 4.2, previously approved leave of absence. Councillor Wes Asprey requested a leave of absence at the last council meeting for today and for the next council meeting, the 17th of September, which was approved. Request for leave of absence. Are there any requests for the leave of absence for our upcoming September meeting? No. Petitions, memorials and deputations. Any of those? No. Declarations of officers and councillors' interest. Do we have any declarations of interest from any councillors or officers in any items in the agenda today? None forthcoming. Confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting. Minutes of the ordinary council meeting held Wednesday, 16th of July. If I could have a mover and a second to confirm those minutes. Councillor Allen and Councillor Cork. All in favour? Carried 6. Motions of which notice has been given. None. Receipt of committee minutes or reports and consideration of recommendation. We've received minutes from the Albert Facey Homestead meeting, which was held on the 22nd of July 2025. Could I please have a mover and a seconder to receive those minutes? Councillor Ty Miller has moved. Councillor Cork has seconded. Any questions? All in favour? Carried 6. Report by the President. I do actually have a report. I'll read it out. Which has been tabled. Are there any questions on my report? No? Okay. Report by the CEO as listed with the dates with his activity and delegations exercised. Notices of motions for the following meeting. No? Reports and information. 13.1, monthly schedule of accounts paid. We have a recommendation on page 10 regarding attachment 13.1.1. Do I have a mover and a seconder for that? Councillor Allen, Councillor Moons, any questions?
No.
All in favour? Carried 6. Statement of financial activity, item 13.2, with an officer recommendation on page 12, and included in attachment 13.2.1. If I can have a mover and a seconder, that we accept the statement of financial activity for July 2025. Councillor Thompson has moved. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Mearns. Any questions? All in favour? Carried 6. Council meeting change of date for the October meeting. As read, the Mr. CEO has requested a meeting change in accordance with the Local Government Act in order to accommodate for the council elections, which will be previous to this, or be held after our October meeting. Councillor Mearns? No? Oh, are you moving that?
Yes.
Are you moving that one?
Yes.
Yep. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Miller? The date?
Yes.
To the 25th.
To the
20th,
I think we decided, wasn't it?
20th of Monday.
So the motion will be that council change the October council meeting date to the 20th of October.
No, that's a special council.
Oh.
August.
What's the 20th?
Yes.
20th of October, and advertise the change in accordance with the Local Government Act 1995.
That's the Monday.
Yeah, that's correct.
So we had a mover, Councillor Mearns, and seconded by Councillor Miller. Do I have any discussion, Councillor Mearns?
No, but this one, I don't understand the reason.
Anyone against the recommendation? All in favour? Carried
6.
Parking and parking facilities amendment local law. As read and with a recommendation on starting on page 18 and going over to page 19. So for this item, section 3.12 of the Local Government Act 1995 refers to the procedure for making local laws. In addition, regulation 3 of the Local Government Functions and General Regulations 1996 provides that for the purpose of section 3.12, the person presiding at a council meeting is to give notice of the purpose and effect of a local law by ensuring that A, the purpose and effect of the proposed local law is included in the agenda for that meeting, and B, the minutes of the meeting of council include the purpose and effect of the proposed local law. And if you go the body of the item. The purpose of this local law is to correct typographical errors as advised by the Joint Standing Committee on Delegated Legislation. The effect of this local law will be to enable the Parking and Parking Facilities Local Law 2024 to be enforceable. So the recommendation is on the bottom of page 19. And going on to page 19. If I have a mover in a second, if you don't mind. Councillor Thompson has moved and Councillor Allen has seconded. Any discussion, Councillor Thompson?
No, we just talked about it for a while. It's good to get it started.
Yep. Councillor Allen?
No.
Anyone against the recommendation? All in favour? Carried 6. Somehow I've locked my screen. Sorry. 13.5, dual fire control officer Shire of Pingerley. As read from the Shire of Pingerley, officer recommendation on page 21. For the Shire of Pingerley and the Shire of Coolin to appoint joint fire control officers. If I could have a mover and a seconder, that is Councillor Cork and Councillor Miller. Any questions or any discussion? Councillor Cork? Anyone against? All in favour? Carried 6. Mm-hmm. 13.6, land development, Wickapin. Item as read. And the recommendation starts on page 23 at the bottom and goes to page 24. If I can have a mover and a seconder for that recommendation, please. Councillor Mearns. Councillor Miller has seconded. Any questions? Any discussion, Councillor Mearns?
No, supportive.
Anyone against the recommendation? All in favour? Carried 6. 13.7, Yealering Bowling Club Sinking Fund. Information as read and a recommendation on page 27. Are you moving?
Yep.
Second, did you second that, Councillor Cork? Councillor Miller has moved the recommendation and Councillor Cork has seconded the recommendation as it's read. Any discussion?
Thanks.
Any further information required? I would just like to add a slight amendment or addition that We'll just wait till the CEO words it up. So if we could just add a D for the minutes. Minutes of the committee are to be provided showing the majority support from all members. Is it a mover and seconder happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Councillors, that's for section two, the building approval.
So any further discussion on that? Anyone against the recommendation? No? All in favour? Carried 6. Item 14, confidential reports and information. Any urgent business? Item 15. With no further business, I declare the meeting closed.